The KJS Show, Sundays on Kofifi FM 97.2.
Trumpeter and composer Banda Kokwana fuses traditional Xhosa music with jazz harmonies and contemporary music elements in his compositions. He is a renowned jazz maestro who is celebrated for his groundbreaking debut album, Songbook Chapter 1, which earned him 3 2012 South African Music Awards nominations, including a sophomore album, Uhari Synth, which he released in 2016, that further then cemented his status as a leading figure, you know, in the South African jazz scene. Of course, known for his exceptional talent and his innovative compositions, and is set to deliver an unforgettable evening of music, promising a mesmerizing experience for all at the Chiesa di Paso Lupi this coming weekend. It's been a while since he and I got together, and I thought this Sunday we could all fellowship and catch up. Lwanda, welcome back to the show, brother.
Greetings. How you going, brother?
I'm always well, and it's always a pleasure to have you. You know, I recall the last time I had a chat with you was when you had just re-released Songbook Chapter 1, right? It's been really great to see you, you know, up and about, collaborating here, performing over there, and doing what you do best, you know, of course, for those of us who are on your social media timeline. But talking to some jazz followers and collectors, the question has always been, where is Lwanda? He's very quiet.
Greetings. It's always a privilege to receive a call from you, and kudos to you for incredible work. So this is an incredible privilege for me. So thank you. By the way, I'm here. I'm here with the people. I'm here. I'm still doing, the good work. Still dedicated and fully dedicated to music, and South African jazz. Right there teaching and also working on some behind-the-scenes things with theater work that I'm doing in Cape Town. So that is what is keeping me busy, and also functions, or at least performances that are not open to the public, that are corporate gigs and private functions. So yes, I'm still doing the Lord's work.
Let's unpack a little bit on what is it that you're up to from the theater space? Because I think when we talk about jazz, we often do not associate it with theater, you know, or literature at the same time. But there's a simple sort of, you know, line that connects all of them. You know, let's unpack a little bit, whatever you can share anyway.
So, the privilege one gets from studying music is understanding that music is so broad. I know I've got friends that they're like, I remember when I was studying my bachelor's degree in composition at UCT, and it's a 4-year degree, and you know, you get people asking questions like, what are you doing for 4 years studying music? You already can play this thing. You already, and they make examples of superstars who are doing this thing, right? And so what are you doing, essentially? You know, and I mean, we are studying theory of music. We're studying the history of music. We're studying certain artists, their composing styles, and so many aspects of music, you know. And now with that background, I got into theater also, you know, having the ability to work with an ensemble, to direct it, to get a specific director's intention about a piece. And how do I then get that out of the musicians? So it's essentially a lot of conducting and, you know, just kind of relating whatever is on the score to life itself, to make sure that we get, you know, theater is about acting. It's about feeling something,
yeah,
you know, and relating that again with music, you know. So I try to get that out of the performance. So I'm busy working with an incredible composer, Paul Castles. And a librettist. The librettist is now the guy who composed, at least wrote the score, Mkululi Mabija. It's an incredible piece that's going to be premiering in Cape Town at the Artscape Theatre, and I'm the musical director.
Yeah.
That's what is keeping me busy in the theater space.
You have a show coming up this week, you know, in Melville. Let's talk about that show.
Again, you know, studying music and studying composition. I specialize in composition. And back in 2008, I launched this project called the Songbook Project. And my intention was to really stretch myself as a composer, use large ensembles, really, you know, use all the characteristics, all the nuances that I learned as a composer in adversity. How do I then incorporate that into my life as a composer, as a jazz musician, as Mkhosa, as a man, as a father, and as a husband? You know, how do I then really explore everything that I've learned and make it real in my life? And on Saturday, the 27th, actually on Saturday at Kiesa in Melville, I am then exploring Songbook Chapter 1, which is an album I released in 2011, and then new compositions that we are actually busy cooking up in studio right now for Songbook Chapter 2. So, you know, guests can really expect me really exploring myself as a human, more than a musician, more than a trumpet player, but as a holistically as a human being. So I talk a lot about, you know, my personal life experiences. I've wrote lyrics. I'm exploring songwriting also. So yes, it's exciting for me. We had our first rehearsal today and the band is sounding incredible. Man, rehearsal was so fun this morning. I'm so excited to just share the experience with people, without, you know, trying too much to be, you know, a jazz musician, but rather as a human being who's in this jazz space.
Yeah. And speaking of rehearsal, I've been watching, you know, because, you know, I always stalk you guys before any conversation because I need to know what's going on.
We stalk you too.
Oh, come on. Now we're exposing each other. You know, I've been stalking you and I've been watching a few of the musicians who are part of the band and yourself, hard at work in rehearsing and getting ready. Let's talk about who are those musicians, you know, and what is that going to sound like, you know?
Yeah. So it's been a very interesting journey I guess it evolves over time and probably still is evolving. I'm trying to find the perfect musicians that can execute what I'm hearing in my head.
Yeah.
You know, and I've learned that sometimes I don't necessarily have to just work with strictly jazz musicians. I mean, the tradition with jazz is that, listen, your band has to be the best of the best. And I totally understand that. But what I'm going for, particularly with Songbook Chapter 2, is try to come as a jazz musician, but then work with musicians that can pull me the other side. So work with pop musicians that are in the African music space, anything other than the jazz space itself. So now the music is sounding, you know, I mean, something as simple as swing, right? You know, swing is swing, and you know, and then when you get someone who interprets that differently based on the fact that they specialize in a different genre of music, man, the music is so fresh. I'll be sharing some videos soon about our rehearsal.
Yeah.
You know, and one of the, I think, unique thing about the Songbook project is that it allows me to see everything as a whole. Mm. Tepo Mutwa is a sound engineer. Is a sound engineer that has, you know, worked with incredible jazz musicians and also artists.
Yeah.
Experienced and seasoned audio engineer. And what is different that I did with a poster, you know, jazz, we really, you know, brag about who is on the gig and we put them on the poster and their names. And I felt it so important to also include the gentleman or the guy or whoever is on the designing of the sound of the gig.
Mm.
You know, and Tsepa Motwa is our sound engineer.
Incredible.
To ensure that we get that texture that is important to deliver the message.
You've given us an incredible catalog of music since your first release, and I would like to speak on the behalf maybe of the jazz community as I ask, what is on the horizon for Ulwanda? Are there any new projects or collaborations that you're particularly excited about Now I'm asking for my files now.
Plenty, 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 plenty. My intention at the beginning of this year was to release three projects. I've always, you know, I'm an educator. I teach music, and I think and I feel. In fact, this guy here, you know, this is a book, right? Of the sheet music of all the music that I've
wonderful
composed, at least for Songbook Chapter One,
right?
And one of the things that I am working on is to contribute to the educational space, the South African jazz education space, and South African music space, in the education space, and writing music and also releasing audios that relate to the book that has published. You know, because we do examinations and we endorse certain composers. You know, in the examination music examination space, the composer, their life, you know, is credited, right? And we endorse this, and we money goes to whoever the composer is. And most of the space, that the examination space of music, music exams are conducted, and when they are conducted, the music that is used is 95, 96, over 90% international, you know, out of the borders of South Africa or even Africa.
Yeah.
So it's so important that we contribute to the literature space of music.
Oh,
and that's what I'm also trying to do with a project called The Art of 145. 145 being Marabi music, that sound, that chord progression.
Yeah.
And so later on this year, there is Art of 145, an album dedicated to Marabi music of South Africa. And also, obviously, later on in the year, Songbook Chapter 2.
I'm sitting here thinking and listening to you, thinking about how this is a question that I've asked before, you know, and I love that you've taken this conversation in this direction, because I've always asked, is there a place in the South African classroom of jazz? Would there ever be, maybe, if I'm going to phrase it correctly, will there ever be a place where we are able to teach jazz that is predominantly indigenous, you know, to those who
so
are
important.
Interested? You know, studying jazz and being jazz musicians from a South African heritage. And somebody even said to me, no, but that's not possible, because we need to look upwards before we can look to ourselves. Your thoughts on that?
I would think it's the inverse, actually. You know, the philosophies that we learn from our parents and our forefathers about Ubuntu, they are so... Those values are so standard and way past our time, they'll still be relevant. And I also think it is true that we need to do at least and practice the same thing with the music, and whatever we do is they say charity starts at home, you know, and that's the same concept that applies also with music, you know. I studied in Norway, and when I got that side, everybody was interested in what is happening in South Africa. And I, being a student of jazz and classical music in South Africa, Western music and American music, I could not precisely and clearly articulate myself as a South African musician. You know, I was more eloquent talking about classical music and American jazz, which then makes me almost irrelevant that side when I travel. You know, when we travel, we learn this, that where you come from is so important. It is your power, it's your superpower.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And that's where I really get it from.
You and I can carry on forever with this conversation, because it's very important. I think even maybe you need to come back to the show and we need to unpack
more. Please.
And maybe even the teachings around what is it that we're teaching when it comes to jazz music? What are we saying? You know, and how are we saying it, and what is our point of reference? But another conversation, you know, we get asked specifically on our social groups, where can we get access to the music, Luanda? How do we do it? Do we trace you? Do we stalk you at your home? How do
stalk,
we get hold of you?
Guys, stalk. You
know? How do
Man,
we do it?
Times
how
have
do we
changed,
do it?
Right?
Yeah.
Times have changed, and we no longer say, listen, visit a certain store, you know, around the corner.
Right?
You know?
Right? That's so awkward to even think about, right?
Yeah. It is awkward, right? So, on all digital platforms and also at my gigs, I sell merchandise, which is the music book as well as albums.
That's
the best we can do during these times. Yes, sir.
Times. Yeah. And of course, as we wrap up, you know, you are performing this coming week. Where do we get the tickets? Available at the door? Do we pre-book? How do they do that?
So preferably sold on Quicket, that you purchase your tickets on Quicket. Mm. And I mean, some tickets might be available at the door.
Mm.
But my aim and hope is that we are sold out.
At the business.
Yeah, come on. After speaking to Mr. Malagalaga, sold out, gone. Listen. So get your tickets.
No pressure. No pressure. All right. Don't pressure me. But absolutely do head out and do catch him. He's at the Chiesa. I never get that name right, by the way.
I played a gig there, and one of the things we did, we called the owner up, like, listen, is this place Chiesa or Chiesa, Piesa? What is it?
What's going on here? You know.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, we'll always mispronounce it because they need to call it something. Piazzo, something. You know?
You know?
It rolls off the tongue. But we look forward to seeing you, my friend. We look forward to seeing you, my friend. And of course, you kick off at 6 p.m. And please get your tickets and make sure that you get out there and support him. Of course, he'll be selling the music out at the venue, I am sure. And if in case you don't have CDs from him, go out and make sure that you support it. He'll be out there doing his thing, as you know how we do. And of course, we look forward to seeing you on the live stage and can't wait to hear about your next adventure. Please do come back, Lwanda.
Always, always a privilege. Thank you so much, Gwak. Appreciate it. Absolutely. To you and your team at Kofifi. Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Incredible work, always.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. He is a trumpeter, composer, Lwanda Kukwana, for Our Africa this Sunday on the KJazz Show.